Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 21st, 2023, 10:30 on the clock. And you have your host, James, and I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwind and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Morning, Terry. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing okay. I'm trying to act professional. I'm trying to, because we have to be professional here. This is our professional
time. Is it difficult?
It's a little tough. It's a little tough. I always appreciate being able to hang out with you and talk about things United Way centered. There's so much to talk about. Where would you like to start?
Well, I think we'll start with a little bit of a wrap-up. So last week was our Power of the Purse event, and everything went fabulously, as we expected, and great venue, of course, at Bullseye Golf Club. But what's really important is that the event set a new record, new fundraising record.
Nice.
So our event last Tuesday raised $9,585. So we almost hit 10,000. So that's really awesome. And that is all for early grade learning and literacy. So that's, you know, that's where the dollars get invested in the community. So very exciting. You know, hats off to our committee. Of course, we had a committee of Women United that helps to put on Power of the Purse. We have one member of our group who is extremely creative and, you know, the definition of hostess with the mostest, you know. She comes up with all the centerpieces and the theme and all of that kind of thing. So I want to just call out Jeannie Kranz for all of her hard work. But, you know, everything came together so well, and it was a very well-enjoyed evening. And just, you know, nothing bad to say about it. It just went really well.
A shout out to the community, to everybody that participated in that. Certainly you and the staff and the good work that you guys did, and our friends at Bullseye hosting and everything.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Great to hear. Boy, that is humbling. And I'm not even a part of these things, and hearing that is humbling to me. I can't imagine for you guys there seeing that final number, that total. And
it's
like,
so,
we got to double check this. Did we get this right?
It's so exciting. But you know me, I'm like, we were only $415 short. Like, I'm like trying to figure out where to come up with $415 to get it to 10,000. But you know, I guess it's a good goal for next year, right? Everything went really well, and we want to, you know, thank everyone who attended, came out, enjoyed the evening with friends, and just, you know, looking forward to next year.
When we say that money, we give the people that total. I know we've touched on this before, but just to kind of wrap up the conversation, that money is staying in the community, and it's going towards some really important causes.
Absolutely. So all early grade learning and literacy. So a couple of places that Women United invests their funds. The first and most important probably is our Dolly Parton Imagination Library program. This is a book gifting program for children from birth to age 5, and the child, the only guideline on it is that the child needs to reside here in Southwood County. So the child needs to live in the zip codes of Rudolph, Vesper, Port Edwards, Nacusa, Wisconsin Rapids, and then they qualify to receive a free book in the mail every month up until the time they turn 5, where they get a really special graduation book from Dolly Parton with a nice message in it, you know, kind of an on to kindergarten message. But that's where, and the cost, just to give folks an idea, the cost to Women United for this program is about $32 per child per year. So that's, you know, we do give the opportunity on our website that people could sponsor a child if they would like to. We say $30 for the year. You know, it just sometimes depends what books get selected by Dolly's reading interventionist. But I would say the actual number is about $32 a year. So very extremely cost effective. This is an international program. So I would really like to visit their distribution center someday. I would really love to see that, because, you know, if we have, let's just say we have 600 kids on the program. We don't have quite that many right now, but that's our average. So if we have 600 kids receiving books, but there are, let's say, if you think about a 3-year-old, 3 years, 3-month-old, that same book is going out to like almost a million kids.
Yeah.
And then there's every other, you know, there's 60 months worth of kids. So it's quite remarkable, but I would like to, that'd be a good field trip sometime. I would love to go visit.
Field trip was exactly what popped in my head. I'm like, field trip. That's the first thing I thought of.
So that's the probably the most notable place that the funding goes. But we also have two other opportunities. One is our Reading Mentor Program, and this is for encouraging adults to be reading mentors in our elementary schools. And this program is run again by Women United, and it's basically you're giving you know, 40 minutes of your time, an hour of your time each week, and mm-hmm. committing to being, you know, part of that classroom and part of, you know, typically you're working with three or four kids each week that you come in, and building a relationship with them and being their kind of their reading buddy, right? So, yeah. So the idea is that in the classroom during the intervention time, you know, there's certainly children who need to work with the teacher one-on-one or the reading specialist. Mm-hmm. And then there's the kids on the other end who are, you know, can be very self-guided and do exactly what the teacher says and do their reading on their own. And then you got some kids in the middle, right, who need an adult to listen to them read, to help mm-hmm. guide them. And so that's who we're working with. So there's no special like certification or any sort of education level that's needed. It's just a willingness to read with kids. And right now we have mentors in 5 elementary schools. So that's really important. And then the other thing that happens with Women United Funds is classroom grants. Yeah. So teachers can write to Women United and ask for funding for a specific need in their classroom as it pertains to literacy. Mm-hmm. So we see a wide variety of grants and requests and different needs. And, you know, some are the need for wraparound books for the curriculum that they already have. You know, maybe they need more of the low-level readers mm-hmm. to really make sure all kids are getting exactly what they need. And then sometimes we just see some really, really creative requests, you know, that are just, you know, something spectacular and different that they want to do with the kids. So that's where all of those funds get reinvested in our community. And it's exactly what you said. The dollars are raised here and they stay here and they impact our kids, you know, who are our future, right? They're our future leaders. So anything that we can do to ensure their success, I think is just remarkable.
So good to hear that the event went off well. Already looking forward to next year's and looking forward to more opportunities to help out literacy in this area.
Yeah. And actually, while we're talking about Women United, it doesn't necessarily fall chronologically in my mm-hmm. calendar here, but we do have a membership recruiting event. And so, you know, sometimes people hear us talk about it. Maybe they attended Power of the Purse and they're thinking, oh, you know, maybe I'd like to be part of this group. We do have a Women United membership recruiting event, and that is going to take place on April 26th. So just kind of a save the date, putting that out there. It does require an RSVP because this is more of a presentation, you know, where we talk to you about Women United, members talk about it, mentors talk about it, teachers talk about it. And so there will be more information posted on our website coming up, but it is April 26th at 5:15. So just, you know, just something to be watching for, and I'm sure that you and I will be talking about, but anyone who might be interested in being a member of Women United, this is a great opportunity to come and learn.
Looking forward to reminding people about that later and stuff, but as we get closer to it, that's a great event, great idea for an event too. One other thing that I wanted to make sure we touched on before we go to our first break, or our only break, is the 2-in-1 dashboard. This was exciting. I got the newsletter the other day when this came out and everything. Tell people a little bit about this.
Yeah, so recently 2-in-1 Wisconsin released a social determinants of health dashboard. And what it's doing is using the last 5 years of 2-in-1 data. And it's very interesting, and you could spend lots of time on it, depending upon what your, you know, what your interest is. But this, again, was rolled out from 2-in-1 Wisconsin, but it trickles down to the local contact center. And we happen to be one of those. Our United Way's 2-in-1 serves 13 counties. And so when you visit this dashboard, and you can find it on our website, there is a banner when you first go onto the website, and you can click on it and go right to the dashboard. You can sort by almost any way that you could think about 2-in-1 data. So you can sort it by county. You could sort by contact center. So that would be like the 13 counties that we serve. So often if I use it, that's what I'm searching by to see, you know, what our service delivery looks like. You can sort by issue, topic, referral. So you could just, let's say you were interested in just Wood County and you wanted to know how many referrals were made as it pertains to food insecurity. Mm-hmm. You can find that out and you can look at it for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, or 5 years. You can look at it collectively. You can look at it, you know, individually by year. But it's quite remarkable the amount of information that can be pulled here. And so who might use this? Of course, you know, the general public could use it just to be self-informed and to learn about what people are, you know, what needs that that folks have. Certainly, organizations are using it for data. To gather, it might help them write a grant. It might help them just speaking to a certain topic within the community. You know, you might be let's just say, I'll just use as an example, the Family Center is one of our partner programs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe the Family Center goes on and they need some additional data around maybe it is something they're doing around food insecurity or, mm-hmm. you know, it could be anything. But this is every referral that is made through 211. And for folks who are listening that aren't familiar with 211, 211 is a 24-hour resource and referral line that you can call and for any need that you might have. So it could be an actual, you know, something that's critical or, you know, you might say, I need food, right? That's right. A critical human need. You could also call if you said, I have a bunch of professional clothing to donate. Where could I go with that? So need is used loosely because it's all spectrum of need. It's that you need information for something. And so we really encourage people to call 211. It helps us up until this dashboard was put into place, we didn't necessarily have a good tracking mechanism. Mm-hmm. We could look within our own contact center, but to see it statewide is pretty awesome. So it helps us track needs and who's meeting needs in the community, yeah. But it also helps us track unmet needs. You know, right. So we can also click and say, you know, what did people call for that we just couldn't help them? Mm-hmm. We didn't have anything. And so again, that might be something that helps programs down the road too, and other agencies, other human service agencies, to say, you know, hey, we're thinking about this, we're thinking about going down this road, but we're just not sure if there's a need. Well, one of the places that need could be established or determined is by looking at this dashboard. And again, it's got, you know, the last 5 years worth of data on it, so it's really good, but it's also fun to just kind of look at. You yeah. know what I mean? You can just,
that's what I was doing.
You can just hit the different radio buttons and, you know, check it out and see what you can learn about your community.
Yeah, I was doing that just I was telling myself it was data for the interview here and research, but actually I was just having fun. Yeah. I was just enjoying doing it, and I love data, I love information. So I was just testing it and trying out some different questions that popped in my head, and it was great to be able to do. And then I started thinking about it, like some of the things you touched on there, the organic things that this will create, the different opportunities and different resources it'll give to other people that we don't even know yet, because it's just been, it just got here. It also gives me a little perspective and a little respect to our 211 operators and all the great work they've done for so many years before we had this dashboard. So a big shout out to all of them and the great work that they did. But also the combining of information, how important that is in this day and age. It's interesting because I've talked about this a lot with Sheriff Becker and how important it is for sheriff departments and police departments to share information throughout the state. This is a little like that to me. This is a little like how we're able to share this information so much easier and freer, and it's a resource that I have a feeling we haven't even scratched the surface yet of the use of it.
Yeah, and it is pretty awesome. I mean, we've had all the data, and yes, we've been yes. able to dig it up, but to have it in this platform, in this dashboard platform, is very remarkable, and there's more to come. So, you know, so that's really cool, because we're going to start seeing some closed-loop casework represented as well. So we're looking forward to that.
Just a shout-out to 211 and the United Way. This is really cool, and you can find out more. I do encourage people to sign up for the newsletter. You would have already known about this. You didn't have to wait for Terry and I to talk about it. But I do encourage you to sign up for the newsletter and to, of course, check this out yourselves. It's a really cool resource. Terry and I will be back. We're going to take a minute break. We'll come back and have some more fun with our friends from the United Way here on Morning Magazine at WFHR. Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Do want to apologize. Our system has been having some hiccups today and really the last couple of days. I click on something, it won't play. We're trying to figure that out. But if you've heard some pauses in the action, that's what that is. I am not about to waste Terry's time, so we're just going to keep moving here, everybody. And as far as that, keeping on moving, Terry, where do you want to go next? I was excited to talk about the dashboard. I didn't know where we were going to go after that.
Yeah, no, it is very exciting. I do want to remind everyone, any information that we're talking about today, you can find at uwswac.org, and that is our website. But that's where you can find that dashboard that James and I were talking about before the break. So a couple of other things that we have coming up soon. You know, one is tax time is right around tax day is right around the corner. But the reason I bring that up is not to squash people, yeah, not being the dark people, cloud. Yeah. But we do offer free tax preparation on through our website. It's a partnership between United Way Worldwide and My Free Taxes. And so if your household income was less than $72,000 last year, you can file for free. And if it was more than that, you can also file there. It's just there is some small incremental cost. So we do encourage people to take a look at that. It is a great way to save yourself $100, $150, whatever the going price is. And it's very user-friendly. I think, James, you said you've used it before. My daughter has used it before. So it's user-friendly. Mm-hmm. You can do it from a mobile phone, which is sometimes a little bit unique because sometimes they're set up that they'll only work on a computer PC, like a bigger resolution. So just we encourage people to, keep in mind tax day is around the corner, and that service will be up and available on our website through, I believe it's April 17th this year. Yeah, that's a Monday. Through April 17th. We also have our calendar raffle.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we've been selling these tickets for a little while, but this is kind of last call, right? Mm. So we have this week and next week, and that's it, because we start doing these drawings on Monday, April 3rd. So every business day in the month of April, we will be drawing for cash prizes. And these are all sponsored by local businesses. So any money that you would spend buying a calendar would go right toward, again, community programming. Mm-hmm. So we do encourage people to do that. Like I said, we have this week and next week left. We're giving away $2,000 in prizes to get your name in the pot. It is $10 per ticket, or you get 3 for $20. When you're drawn, your name goes back in, so you potentially could be drawn again with the same ticket.
I really feel like that's a bad business idea. It's really cool that you do it, but it is exciting. It is very exciting.
And we actually had it happen once. So we've done this 4 years. And one time we actually had the exact, we've had it like 3 or 4 times where the same person would get drawn, but one time it was the exact same ticket, because we'll track the name and the ticket number. So it is kind of fun. But those tickets can be purchased at the United Way office, which is located at 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids. If you are interested in tickets, but you can't get to us, give us a call and we'll figure something out. But again, we can sell those up through next week, Friday, March 31st, and then the drawings will begin. So encourage people to jump on board with that.
It's a great way to put back in your community, invest in your community. It's also a fun way to do it.
It is really fun. And our goal is to leverage $5,000 with us in selling these tickets. And again, remember, the $2,000 in prizes are already paid for.
Right.
So that's our goal. And we still need like $700. Mm. So we're at like $4,300. So if you're interested, if you've got $10 or $20 that you'd like to contribute, get in touch with us. We would love to have you have a chance to win and be part of that.
I think a lot of people are looking to donate that kind of, $10, $20, that kind of thing. But doing it in a really fun way, it really brings them in. So we encourage you to check that out.
Yeah, it is super fun. And we will do the drawings every day at 11 a.m. And then they will be posted on our website. And, of course, we will also call the winners and send them a check, of course.
You guys are masters at finding fun, creative ways to put back into your community. I think one of your signature events is United We Can at that. I think it combines all those things.
Absolutely. So to that point, United We Can is coming up. And I realize June doesn't sound like it's coming up, but June is not that far away. So, 3 months away. So we have United We Can on Thursday, June 15th. And this is our food sculpture contest that we have been doing for several years. I believe 2009 was the first year, but it might have been 2010. I'd have to look for certain. But this has been going 2013. Well, okay, since we started collecting in this, recording it in this way, but since 2013, we've collected 64,532 pounds of food. Which is amazing, right? And those are all used in sculptures. So bring you to the reason we're talking about this now is that we are currently registering teams. So if you, your family, your workplace, your church, your youth group, your civic group, the group of people you go out to eat with, whoever, whatever group you want to assemble, you can build a food sculpture. Yeah. We seek out creativity, of course, and are looking for local organizations, businesses, individuals to be part of this. So registration is open, and you can register on our website. The building takes place on the 15th from 10 to 4. So you have to be able to do that. You have to be all done by 4 o'clock. And we encourage you to practice, maybe pre-build once. You don't have to, but it's just encouraged. But anybody who, any team that is registered by May 12th, goes into a drawing to win Point Craft River tickets.
Yeah.
So not only do you get tickets, all the teams get 4 tickets to the game. So you can, you know, be there for the excitement. But if you are the team that is drawn, then you get to sit in the Point Craft River, which is just fun. It's a little bit different perspective at the ballpark. And so we have two different categories, Major League and Minor League. If you are in the Minor League, you use 499 cans or less. Of food or items, I should say, not all cans. Sometimes it's boxed items. And if you are in the Major League, then it's 500 items or more. So that gives, you know, smaller organizations or groups that have a smaller budget, it gives them an opportunity to still participate. And then we have some awards.
Ooh.
And so these awards are given each year. I'm going to just call it the 2022 winners from last year. But we do a most creative, and that went to West Rock down in Adams Friendship. And they built a ship, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Most nutritious was Solaris. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I recall what that sculpture was. I'll have to ask Ben. And then we had Community Choice Award. And this is for folks who come to the Rafter game and they get to vote. So that's another fun reason to come to the game that night is you get to vote on your favorite sculpture. And so for the Minor League, again, under 500 cans, that went to Grace Lutheran Church. And then for the Major League, over 500 cans was Paper City Savings. So it's just great fun.
Yeah. It's something that I've been fortunate and humbled to be able to be a judge on for the last couple of years, and I've really enjoyed. I also the part of it I don't enjoy is trying to decide who wins these things. I'm not joking. I'm terrible
it's
at
hard.
Deciding. It's really hard. Every year it gets harder and harder. I'm glad that we're talking about this a couple of months in beforehand so that people can not only get their team together, but maybe practice and figure out what they want to build. I can't speak to this, but it seems like people really like go all out for this and really want to do something big and something fun and creative, whether you have a lot of people or not, a lot of cans you're using or not. And every year, I love the creativity. I get blown away by it. I get blown away by this community coming together because it's not just the businesses that create teams, but you guys also host a open can drive during the Rafters game and being able to do this. The Rafters hosting this event and being able to have this in always a beautiful summer day, it seems like, and having all of this come together. And then I look at these things, and it happens every year. I've been doing this about 4 or 5 years with you guys, and every year I'm looking around and I'm all focused on the creativity and deciding who's going to win. And then it hits me, this is going to help people. Every food, everything that I'm looking at here, break this down. A person eats 3 meals a day, let's say. Okay, so every look at, I'm looking at these items, and I see somebody who made a boat. In that boat is about 50 to 60 meals. Like, and I'm lowballing. I'm not even eyeball. I'm lowballing this. That's 50 or 60 different meals for those people. That's just that one little item. Like, I don't know how you can't be humbled by this event, how you can't be blown away by it and get just want to be a part of it. So whether you want to create a team or you want to maybe bring an item to the game when the Rafters take on, I believe, Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo
Growlers. That's always a good one. That's always a good game. Come down to the ballpark, experience this event for yourself, be a part of it. And please, if you can't create a team, bring a non-perishable food item to the ballpark that day and help us, make this community stronger.
Absolutely. And we typically have between 10 and 12 sculptures. So, it's fun to just walk around and look at them.
It really is.
And it is funny, too. I think that we've shared this little tip with you before being a judge, but it's funny because sometimes you'll look at them just with your naked eye, right? And you're kind of like, not really sure what it is. I mean, I get the gist of what it is, but I'm not certain what they were trying to accomplish. And then if you look through your phone camera, it looks like all of a sudden it's like, oh, I totally know what that is.
It's so weird.
It is very weird, but it's really cool. And so, we just encourage people to get involved. We're hoping again for, that 8, 10, 12 sculptures. Again, typically we leverage somewhere between 8 and 10,000 pounds of food for each event. This is major and it's important in our community. And, the food is then distributed the next morning to members of our Hunger Coalition who who handle food, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So when we talk about that, we think about the backpacks program in Nakusa, the focus. So it could be used for neighborhood meals. It could be used for the food pantry. It could be used for the backpack program. The Family Center has a pantry for those who might be in shelter. But also, if you've been a shelter client, you can come back for a period of time. And so, you know, there's a lot of great places that this food is going. And it's exactly what you said. It's a spirit of community. It's fun, and it's a great. I mean, there's no better venue, right?
Yeah.
Like, where else could something so awesome happen? So, certainly looking forward to that, and encouraging teams to get signed up.
Yes, and you could sponsor a team and take in a great game. And while you're doing that and practicing, you can all think about spring. You can think about summer. You get to do that. That's an added bonus to all of this.
Yeah.
I encourage you to be a part of this great event, everybody. Do you want to touch on Community Shred Day?
Yep, that's the last thing that I have. So Community Shred Day is coming up on April 12th, and this is hosted by Prevail Bank, and they are at 1601 Lincoln Street. So we encourage you to gather up your items. Your sensitive items that need to be shredded. You can bring those. Shredding will start at 9 a.m. and it will go. We're scheduled 9 till 11, but I do just put the warning out there. Once the shred truck is full, it's full.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been times where we've been able to go all the way till 11, but there also have been times where by 10:30 we have to shut down. It just depends how much paper shows up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I encourage you to gather up those sensitive items. So when you're thinking about that, old bank statements,
mm-hmm.
Any old credit card statements, anything that has sensitive information on it that you really don't need to be hanging on to anymore, bring those down to be shredded. You can bring two, I believe the dimensions, you might show the dimensions over there of the box.
It's 18 by 10.
Yeah. So, you know, just like a box that you can easily manage in your arms, right?
Yeah.
So you can bring two of those for free. And each additional box is just a small donation of $5. So that's, you know, really, really small. But we do encourage you to do that and bring those items and get them out of your home so that identity theft isn't taking place. And we really thank our friends at Prevail Bank. And the way that United Way is involved in this is, of course, through our Financial Stability Coalition, because this is important that folks are not experiencing identity theft. But then also, United Way receives $1 for each pound of shredded paper. And so this is hosted by Prevail Bank and is at their Wisconsin Rapids location. But then we have a second sponsor, and that is Bank Account Corp.
Mm-hmm.
So United Way for this event will receive $2,000, provided we can hustle up 2,000 pounds of paper.
Yes.
And really, that's quite easy to do. I mean, we're typically well over that. But again, once the shred truck is full, it's full. It's April 12th. It's a Wednesday, and we start at 9 a.m.
Hmm.
And you just pull into the parking lot. If you want to get out, you can, but you don't even have to. We have enough volunteers there that they will just come to your car, scoop up your boxes, and take them into Jerry in the shred truck, and he will send them through. So really great community event and really important because we all have stuff like that sitting around.
Yeah, our information has never been more important to us and vital to us and everything. So an event like this is very helpful for people to have that peace of mind when they're getting rid of these. Well, we've been doing this about 4 or 5 years together, and I remember this event now. And out of all the events you guys did, this was the one that stood out to me as kind of like, I didn't see a need for this as much. And then I thought that day I'd drive past and see, and I saw a line of cars.
Yeah.
And I think the next day, because that was back when you were like co-hosting the morning show like every day with me, you poor thing. And the next day, looking at you like, I was wrong about this. Like the amount of like people that show up for this event and how important it is. And this was pre-pandemic. So even now, it's even more important to a lot of people out there. It's a great event. And again, it is coming up April 12th. Make sure to mark your calendars 9 to 11 over at Prevail Bank parking lot. One more time, do want to remind everybody about the calendar raffle as well. That's a limited time. That's got a shelf life.
Absolutely. Come get your tickets. So we are selling through next Friday, March 31st, $10 each or 3 for $20, and you can win over the course of the month of April. We have $2,000 in cash prizes.
Encourage you as well to check out the 211 dashboard. 211 Wisconsin is where you can find that, and go to the United Way's website, uwswac.org, and it'll have a link that'll take you right to it. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media as well. It's a great follow. And be listening this Friday to the morning show. Terry's going to be sitting in with us, co-hosting. It is this Friday, right?
It is this Friday.
Yeah, yeah,
Time's did you block it out already?
We'll talk more about the United Way. Terry, it was good hanging out with you.
Thanks, you too.
Again, go to uwswac.org to find out more information. Help us support our community and support the United Way. We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at...
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.